And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez at VeralDana. Let's talk about affinity groups. Affinity groups are groups organized based on social identity, shared characteristics, or life experiences. The creation of affinity groups comes with both risks and rewards. Rewards can include attracting, recruiting, and retaining employees, promoting diversity, cultural awareness, and an inclusive work environment, increasing employee morale, job satisfaction, and productivity. Also, it provides a supportive group for employees, or can be used to enhance recruitment, marketing, business development, and the employer's public image. Further, affinity groups can foster development and learning through mentoring, networking, and exchange of ideas. Risks, however, come in the form of discrimination or harassment claims under the ADA, Title VII, and the ADEA, or other state laws based on the topics discussed or comments made during group meetings that employees find offensive. That the employer doesn't recognize all affinity groups, that the employer treats some affinity groups and or their members differently from others, or that some employees oppose the mission of certain affinity groups. Additionally, employers should be mindful of wage and hour issues under the Fair Labor Standards Act or state wage and hour laws. Employers should compensate employees for time spent participating in these affinity groups. To further discuss these issues, contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.